Joining us now to talk a little bit about something that's so vital with the changing of the game, athletes getting bigger, stronger, faster, and really just everyday health. As I get older and realize when I can't get out of bed because my toe is swollen and I've never seen this before, and no, I didn't get bit by some kind of crazy spider. It's something that you learn, and to have great doctors like I actually had this day, to have folks like Jamie and other people to be able to work with people like Dr. Carl Spear, Emerald Coast Foot and Ankle Center, but also really wanting to help the kids and everybody getting into sports. A fan himself, University of Miami, kind enough to make time for us today. Dr. Spear, thank you for your time.
Oh, certainly, and thank you guys for having me on today.
Well, looking right now at some of the stuff that we talked about when it comes to ankle injuries or Achilles injuries, we hear these things, and I hear Achilles, and I also think, you know, fighting on some Viking ship out there and back in the days with Hercules and others. But when it comes down to it, talk about some of these injuries and ones in sports that are easier to come back from when it's a foot and ankle injury. Because a lot of kids right now are gearing up for the playoffs in high school football in the area. We got UWF right down the road that is having their playoff game this weekend that we'll have on the network. And so a lot of these kids and our loved ones are even out there playing tennis. But what are the injuries that you see with foot and ankle that you might say are more detrimental or you really need to take serious and maybe check it out?
Oh, certainly. And, you know, all that being said, you know, a lot of this really comes down to the severity of the injury. So, you know, something as simple as a fracture of the toe can be so, so painful. But the ones that are really hard to come back for, I mean, the first thing that comes to my mind are really the Achilles injuries. More specifically, when you have a complete tear of the Achilles tendon. I mean, you look at famous high-profile athletes like Kobe Bryant, David Beckham, Kevin Durant. I mean, all these guys tore their Achilles tendons, and it's just a hard, hard injury to come back from. You know, with these high level profile athletes, what you typically will do is they will go to the operating room and we do surgery to repair the Achilles tendon. But, you know, the Achilles tendon is the biggest tendon in your body, and it just takes so much time after surgery for that tendon to heal. And then even to do rehab after the surgery, I mean, it can take up to 6 to 8 months until patients are back to feeling like normal.
Dr. Spear, when you look right now at some of these athletes today, I mean, they have the facilities, billion-dollar organizations, but a lot of people might have struggled after 2020 figuring things out, but they want to go get back into shape and play tennis or go jog with their friends. What is some of the preventative measures that they can take? We know we hear things like stretching, but are there certain things that are better than others when it comes to preventing the injury?
You know, stretching is probably number one. And to be more specific, it's really stretching the calf musculature. Actually, the number one orthopedic complaint with lower extremities is actually plantar fasciitis, which is pain on the bottom of the heel. And the classic symptom is, hey, doc, when I first wake up in the morning and I put weight on the ground, I just get this killer pain to the bottom of the heel. And that's pretty classic plantar fasciitis. And the number one treatment recommendation for plantar fasciitis is stretching, stretching, stretching. And the muscles you want to stretch are the calf muscles. So really waking up and stretching the back of the calf muscle, I mean, multiple times a day. And as most patients, I mean, upwards of 95% of patients get better with conservative treatment. And so they'll stretch and stretch and it'll go away, and then they forget to continue the stretching. And so the plantar fasciitis often comes back. So the stretching regimen should really be a daily activity pretty much until people stop doing activities, because it definitely comes back. And there's lots of good treatment that you can find online. I mean, just going onto YouTube and typing in plantar fasciitis stretching exercises. But the key is to stretch the calf muscles, and you'll definitely feel it behind the knee.
Yeah, Dr. Spear, I have one question for you. So I ran cross country in high school, and I mean, they always talk to us about the importance of recovery. And I think some, you know, the importance of getting ready, you know, stretching and getting ready to play, but then afterwards, you know, cooling down and recovering your body, whether it be ice baths or trying to make sure that your body is well recovered. What I know that obviously stretching is important, but in terms of making sure that your body is the most recovered for, you know, whether it be running, you know, football, basketball. What are some things besides stretching, I think, that people could do to make sure that they can prevent injuries down the line?
Well, definitely a good pair of shoes, because having bad shoes definitely contributes to injuries. So it's definitely worth going out there and spending money on a good pair of running shoes or tennis shoes or football cleats. I mean, spending a little extra money on a good, supportive, stiff-soled shoe or cleat is preventative in injuries. And other than stretching, I would recommend, you definitely don't want to push it. I mean, I'll give you an example. I was training for a marathon, and then right when I started hitting the 8-mile mark, my calf was just killing me. I mean, I was getting Achilles tendonitis. So what I had to do is I had to take a week off, and that whole week I didn't do anything. I didn't do any kind of running. I pretty much just did upper body workouts and let this inflammation of the Achilles tendon come down, and then slowly got back to it. And then when I did get back to it, I obviously wasn't running 8 miles right away. You know, I started with 1 mile and then 2 miles the next day until I got back into the game.
Doc, I know we've got John right now talking about what's going on here with some of the different injuries. What injuries do you believe? Now, football is the easy answer, but what injuries do you see the most when it comes to foot and ankle? Because basketball is a sport. I sprained my ankles. I was on crutches 3 different times. One time I got a rebound. I went down the court. The rest of my body didn't when a 6'7" guy landed on my foot. When it comes down to that, what injuries do you see the most in what sport?
Well, you nailed it. I mean, it is ankle injuries by far. And more specifically, the ankle sprain. And it's really, really common with any type of athletic activity where there's a lot of pivoting and twisting. And obviously football comes to mind. You've got these cleats and you're moving side to side. See it a lot with tennis. Specifically with basketball, it's actually more Achilles injuries with basketball. But the side-to-side motion is more with the football and the tennis, and that's where we see more of the ankle sprains. I mean, think about, look at guys like Tua. You know, remember when he was at Alabama and all the buzz about him and getting his high ankle sprain and he had the surgery done? I mean, that's very commonly seen with these football players.
Dr. Spear, when you talk about injuries from different positions in football, what position do you see the most foot and ankle injuries? I think the quarterback today, I know, I mean, I'm a Patriot fan. Somehow I still find myself cheering from Tom Brady, even though he's doing his fun toss in the Lombardi down in Tampa, winning them games. But when it comes down to it, you know, if you untie Tom Brady's shoelace, you're going to get a 15-yard penalty. But if you look at a lot of these other athletes, you know, a wide receiver, a defensive back, or a running back, which one do you feel is one that is the most common from a position standpoint?
Most common would be these ankle sprains from a running back, without a doubt. And that just kind of goes back to having to pivot and making a lot of lateral movements and slowing down and speeding up. And when those guys get tackled, I mean, they've just got so many bodies landing on top of them. You see a lot of guys where their foot will kind of, the heel will be off the ground and they get tackled from the side. And, you know, your heel will go one way, but your foot is planted straight down and it doesn't move. And that's the perfect force to be applied to the ankle that causes these ankle sprains and even these ankle fractures as well. But most commonly, it's these really bad ankle sprains that I see.
And you see a lot of times when it comes to, you know, let's relate to even not even sports related, because we always talk about sports here and that's what, you know, our show is. But,
yeah,
you know, if you're dealing with something from an injury, is it okay to say, you know what, some people, everybody wants to give you advice. Everybody thinks they're, you know, an armchair quarterback in sports. And some people think that they can Google things and they're a doctor. That's really funny since you went to medical school all those years when everybody else was at the bar after they graduated. But when it comes down to it, Dr. Spear, when you look at an injury, when people say, like, you know, going through the pain and dealing with it, it makes it stronger. That's not true at all, right? Taking the rest
that's
and
correct.
The precaution. Okay. I just want to make sure.
Oh, that's absolutely correct.
The suck it up and deal with it is not good medical advice.
Oh, man, without a doubt. I mean, because if you're having pain, So let's take an Achilles pain, for instance. You know, I see a lot of patients with Achilles tendonitis, and they come and doc, oh, you know, the back of my heel is killing me. I was running. It feels so tight. And if there is pain back there, really anywhere in your foot, but I'm just using the Achilles as an example, but if you have pain in the back of your heel, that is telling you that there's most likely a little bit of micro tearing to the tendon itself, and the body's trying to heal it, and there's pain because there's micro tearing. And so it's kind of a little bit loose already, a little bit torn. I mean, think about a rubber band. If you take a rubber band and you stretch it, and an old rubber band's got all these little holes in it, the more you stretch it out, if you can make that little tear in that rubber band even worse. And the same applies with these injuries. So if there's pain back there, there's going to be a little bit of micro tearing. And if you push through that pain, you can widen that tear. You can make it longer and you can make it worse. And then now, or a small tear that you might have recovered from in maybe 3 weeks, if you push through that pain and make that tear worse, I mean, now you're looking at a 6-week recovery. So then you, I mean, you're literally kind of shooting yourself in the foot, so to speak, no pun intended, because you're making it worse. But you definitely don't want to fight through the pain. I mean, you take it easy, you do what you can. And I always tell patients, do what you can as your pain tolerates. And pain in your body will be your guide to tell you how far you can push it.
Organs a little different than bones when it comes to things where, you know, if your liver or your kidney or you do something to it, it's really hard to recover. And sometimes it can lead to the ultimate no-no. When it comes down to it, though, you can tell I have a 5-year-old saying very medically, you know, terms like no-no out here. But when it comes down to it, if you look at a lot of these injuries, I want to bring up UFC fighting. We got island fights around here. And I know Dr. Lanaway Ling, one of my friends, that he's in the ring with a lot of this. But when it comes down to looking at UFC fighting, now you're going to have injuries and you're going to play through them. But if you have a serious foot injury and you continue to kick and you continue to go out there and do that, how can you recover? Can you have surgery and just say, okay, I'm back to normal? Or you might have life-threatening type injuries where you might have to have your foot amputated, things like that. I want to ask you the question. More bacterial things usually lead to that, but what is something that we can look at? If you have an injury like that in a sport that is seriously using your footwork, is it just, hey, when I'm done with this, I can recover? Or you could have life-threatening type injuries?
Well, usually with athletes, I mean, people are athletes are healthy for the most part. I mean, knock on wood. So if you have a really bad injury, say in a UFC fight, so, you know, the one I go on YouTube and I look at these videos and I get jazzed up about it and it kind of gross most people out. But you see people do like a leg kick and then their foot goes all the way backwards and you're like, oh, right when you see it, you know, those are these really bad ankle fractures and they're fractured and they're dislocated. So now the foot is no longer attached to the bottom of the leg bone. I mean, that's a big problem. You got to go to the operating room. Typically those are two procedures where you got to stage it. And then you got the plates and screws on it. And then after an injury like that, you're going to get post-traumatic arthritis. That ankle joint is going to have damage to the cartilage and it's going to be stiff. So they're never going to be the same. Now, is it life-threatening? No. Is it a really bad injury and it's going to affect their livelihood? I mean, because these guys are fighting to make a living. I mean, absolutely. They're not going to have the range of motion they used to do. It's going to be painful, most likely. It's going to be stiff. Now, when you bring up the bacterial kind of thing, I mean, these guys, I'm sure with something like a high-level athlete, these guys are going right to the operating room, you know, intraoperatively, you give antibiotics, and the risk of postoperative infection after foot and ankle surgery is less than 1%, so it's low, but it's always a risk. This is something with infection we really have to worry about with diabetic patients, and that's a whole different rabbit hole to go down maybe a different time, but not with athletes. Most athletes are not immunocompromised from diabetes.
And the final question here, I guess this relates to everybody out there, is as you get older, and, you know, I know Jamie and helped me out a lot, and she does an excellent job working down there with you. But when I was dealing with my situation with gout, but when my time, you know, I'm not a 60-year-old sailor, so I didn't know that you could get it at 36 and in decent shape. I'm not going to go that far into use the word shape. But when it comes down to it, like you helped me through the process on a lot of things and calmly said, this is what you need. And now I find myself still eating like ginger root just in case and eating drinking cherry tart juice, even though that stuff's expensive. But when it comes down to like Juicy Juice is like 1/3 the price. But when it comes down to it, I look at the severity of injuries. Drew was a cross-country track and field person. There's probably days where his foot and ankle, there's still lingering effects. Everybody has that. Where do you draw
knee
the
pain,
line? Because
that's
yeah,
what I got.
Well, what would you say to people out there listening today? Is something where call a doctor, call you guys if you had a situation, because everybody out there is dealing with some type of foot and ankle pain. But when it comes down to it, where do you draw the line at like severity? Hey, you guys really need to come see us because of this.
You know what? I set the bar. Well, my recommendation is anytime there's pain, I would definitely see a foot and ankle doctor for your pain. And there's a mean, because it affects you psychologically and not just physically. For instance, I know if I have pain and if I can't go and run and work out, then I don't get enough sleep. Little things start to bother me. You know, exercise is cathartic. It's stress relieving. And if you're in pain and you can't do these things, I mean, there's downstream effects of it. So if you're having any type of pain, I would highly, highly recommend seeing a foot and ankle doctor.
Well, and the final one here, this might be also like a play on words, but you went to University of you're a Miami fan right there, and we won't bring up last week's game, but what is your Achilles? What's your Achilles ankle injury right now for your team right now? What's the Achilles injury to Miami getting better?
What's the Achilles injury to Miami getting better? You know, that's a loaded question.
What's the Achilles heel here? Come on now.
You know, Herb Street called us out and said our athletic program just doesn't support the football team. And that was on live TV on game day, that you know, our athletic program was just not getting enough support. And we just fired our athletic director today. And I think that's it. I think as a program, we just are not supporting football. I mean, we got rid of the OB. We got rid of the Orange Bowl. And, you know, my sophomore year was our last year at the Orange Bowl. And now we have to drive 45 minutes to the northern part of the county just to go to a football game. So that affects students getting to the games. You know, it's just not like it used to be with the Orange Bowl, unfortunately. And it kind of comes down to the administration not supporting our college football team. I think we have the players. We're in a great recruiting area. I mean, my goodness, the Tri-County area is the best in the country. So I think it starts from the top. I'm not going to put the blame on Manny Diaz quite yet.
Well, you know what I loved about that is you're the most cool, calm, and collective, as you want a doctor to be, because everybody that walks in there usually is dealing with something. I know I was in pain and didn't even know what to deal with. It just looked like a cherry at the end of my toe. But when it comes down to it, you just that passion that I just heard in your voice for sports is what drives us all. You elevate, you could just see that energy levels. It was great. I loved it. And that's what true fandom's about. But I used to go to Miami games. My best friend, his dad was a Golden Cane, so we got to travel. Bruce Nirenberg, he started the Big Red Boat down there and was down there. So we had a chance to go to all the games. And Carrie and I would travel to Pasadena. We were there for that. I'll admit it. It was the fraudulent call against Ohio State. I would give them the national title. The Canes deserve to win that, mm-hmm. but it is what it is. They were in that game, so give it tip of the cap to the Buckeyes for being there, and they got the title. So, but when it comes down to it, you know, I think that right now Miami, they always have the recruits. They just have to keep the guys home, and the difference is everybody's coming down there to try to get their players. But the good part about Miami is I always said going to UCF, we were sort of in the Bermuda Triangle of Miami, Florida, and Florida State. And it's not like Florida and Florida State are just dominating when it comes to that. So Miami, it's not like you're going up against 11-1 teams and you have to work your way back up. It's pretty much a free for all for a lot of bad football teams right now in the state. Which we when you were growing up, I know myself growing up, those games that I just mentioned were the difference was who was going to win the national title.
Oh yeah,
miss those days.
And I hope we get back there soon. Yeah.
The good times. Yeah, everything. Yeah, pre 2020. Yeah. But
exactly.
Hey, Dr. Spear, appreciate everything, and we'll continue to let people know. This is something that everybody, whether it's sports or not, you guys have helped tremendously. I know I was taking notes on things, and thank you for your time, and all the best of luck, and thank you for what you guys do at the Yarmouth Coast Foot and Ankle Surgery Clinic right there.
My pleasure. Thank you guys for having me on.